For further analysis on the market scene, I'm joined by Aniki van Rooyen from My Wealth Investments. Aniki, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, Aniki, it is a brand new week. We are expecting, market triggers. Talk to us about what's on your radar for the week ahead.
Yes, on Friday we saw the PCE price index from the US coming in hotter than expected, which is not great for interest rates going forward. Very importantly, we're looking at the non-farm payrolls number that will be released in the US on Friday. The consensus numbers were 195,000 jobs to have been added, but also investors will closely watch the hourly earnings to see if that will be an inflationary number. And that is what is currently driving the services sector, which is causing these interest rates to continue going up. Then we also have manufacturing numbers, PMI manufacturing coming out from China on Wednesday. And we expect those numbers to be disappointing still. We also have on the local front, we have private sector credit extension, which is expected to increase modestly. And then we also have manufacturing PMI, and the general expectation is for those numbers to also remain in contractionary territory. Then we also have inflation in the UK and Europe on Friday. So there's quite a few numbers coming out. And I think the most important one is the non-farm payrolls to try and figure out what the Fed will do at their next meeting in June. The current set of numbers have already opened the door for another possible rate hike of 25 basis points, unfortunately. And that's after we've seen a 50 basis point hike. So if they continue to hike, then it doesn't look so good for South Africa. Then we also look at another rate hike with the rand remaining under pressure at the moment. Today, in general, there's a lack of direction with the US being closed and the bank holiday in the UK, and liquidity is thin on the local front.
Then I must ask you, Aniki, about the US debt ceiling talks. Now, there's been a tentative agreement here, but it has been quite a long projected, negotiation. I'm wondering if markets are, feeling better about that, or are they still concerned that, we don't have anything absolutely conclusive on the table?
I think you can see the fact that our market is flat today. The market is relieved that agreement has been reached in principle, but we all know it's a political situation, and it just takes one senator to not agree with something and then it might be delayed for another day before it will actually be approved by Congress. So unfortunately, it remains an uncertainty. It's not 100% given that agreement will be reached, but I personally think that it will go through, or else it will reflect very badly on the speaker. It might drag out until Thursday at the latest, but I think we would have seen a far more negative reaction on the market if the market was very concerned.
Then I must also ask you about China PMI. Now, you did say that you're expecting this number to come in a little bit more disappointing than anticipated. It has been a rather staggered and uneven recovery for China. I'm wondering on the local front, especially our resources counters, are we expecting them then to also kind of follow suit with a more depressed performance?
I think it's largely been discounted already. Mm-hmm. Over the weekends, the Chinese companies, we saw the industrial profits numbers slumped by 20%, which is bad, but it's at least better than previous. So it's almost like there is a bit of a slowdown in the pace of these bad numbers. So, I mean, our resource counters are already priced so attractively, and they will definitely benefit from the transitioning to greener energy going forward. So one just needs to be patient now. Mm-hmm. China is still battling with COVID. I think last week I saw an article that they were still reporting about 40 million cases per week. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's as serious as it used to be, but they are still battling with COVID. So that's why we're seeing this uneven recovery.
Got you, Aniki. Aniki, I must then ask you about Steinhoff now. Now, the latest news to come out of there is that 90% of the shareholders have rejected the restructuring deal, bringing Steinhoff closer to a default in June. I'm wondering if this is becoming inevitable. It is 90%. It's not even close.
Yeah, I must be honest with you. I jumped that ship a very long time ago, and I have zero interest in startup, and I've had zero interest for a very long time. So I don't think I'm the right person to
To ask
ask about
about that.
Simon.
Got you. Then I must also come home and ask you about Telkom. Over the weekend, we heard of a possible deal for Telkom, the PIC involved there, also Afrifund, which is the company of the ex-CEO, Sipho Maseko, and other players coming in to buy 35% of it. I'm wondering if 35% would be enough. Of course, we don't have the intricacies of what's happening within there at this point. And if this is actually what Telkom needs at this point, a good deal, some cash injection, and possibly an improved strategy.
Yes, you're 100% right. They do need that desperately after that massive write-down of a bill, 13 billion rand, sorry, when they announced their results. Market was very disappointed, and I'm hoping that some kind of a deal will go through. But after that kind of numbers were published and the reaction in the share price, if you see the current valuation, how low it is, it will open up possibilities for corporate action. So I think we will see the offers coming forward. Either that or assets will be sold off because they do need a cash injection.
Then, Alec, maybe we can touch on Zeda. They've come out with a reasonably strong performance. It looks like it is, a kind of a recovery time for the company, them really doing well there. I'm wondering if anything stood out from you from their set of numbers.
Yes, very good performance by Zeda, the company that unbundled from Barloworld. And they house the popular brands of Avis Rent and Budget Rent a Car. Very strong revenue growth, double digit numbers, and 25% increase in operating profits. So while they had strong revenue growth, they were also able to expand their margins, and they were beneficiaries of the rebound in tourism, as well as inbound travel and corporate travel. So bearing in mind that this is a cyclical business, I do think that they will continue to benefit from the uptick in tourism that we currently experience. They didn't announce a dividend, which I think is the prudent thing to do right now, considering that they do have a bit of debt on their balance sheet. So I agree with the strategy
Well, Aniki, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a fantastic week further. And that was your midday markets update with Aniki van Rooyen from My Wealth Investments.